The way you like your peanut butter says a lot about you.
Is that true? Because I like both kinds of peanut butter, and I feel like I'm a well-rounded individual.
See, I agree. So there's this like big divide here where it says 49% of Americans prefer their peanut butter smooth, while 29% say they want theirs crunchy. To me, it's like, as long as it's peanut butter, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll eat peanut butter with pretty much anything, but I guess different types of jellies and jams that I'm putting it with, different types of bread might change as to my preference. On a sandwich, I usually do like crunchy, but I'm not going to kick creamy peanut butter out of my bed, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, it says here that if you're a smooth peanut butter eater, right, that means that you're introverted. Kind of like shy, you keep to yourself, you don't like big crowds. But if you're a crunchy peanut butter eater, then you're more extroverted. And the fact that they probably spent a lot of money on this study and to find out this research, it blows my mind because this is dumb, right?
It sounds like the left and right side Twix campaign. Like, peanut butter is always delicious. If you like a creamy peanut butter, I can't believe that you have to hide inside your house to eat it.
If you're a crunchy peanut butter eater, you are a sign that you are a true romantic. What happens if you like your peanut butter smooth? You're a jerk?
Right.
Nobody wants to marry you? Have a future? Maybe some children? A white picket fence? Like, I don't understand.
What other things do they say?
If you're a crunchy peanut butter fan, you have more likely have skydived, ran a marathon, and filed your taxes late. While smooth peanut butter counterparts booked spontaneous trips, gotten more speeding tickets and bailed on plans at the last time?
I mean, that sounds like the same person.
Exactly.
It sounds like this. If you skydive, chances are you also drive with a lead foot.
The internet said it, so it must be true. It's the email I knew inevitably was coming, but it still hurt when it showed up in my inbox on Friday. Taylor Swift has officially canceled her postponed concerts from 2019.
It's over now. It's not going to happen anytime this year, she's saying.
Yeah, no, like that's it. But your refund's coming in the mail, basically. Well, not in the mail. They're just going to put it back to wherever you used your credit card.
That's how it
works.
Well, it's nice that you get your money back quick, but at the same time, you were probably hoping for a show, especially now that things seem like they're starting to get back to something.
Yeah, I figured last year when she postponed the show, you had the option to get your money back or you could wait it out. And I'm like, listen, it took me 3 days in line to get those tickets online. Like, I'm going to wait. And plus, my daughter is so excited. But besides just that concert being canceled, like, every concert is canceled. And one of the things I miss most, Raven, is just the sound of live music. Like, just this energy. Just the big arenas and everybody together and everybody singing together.
Standing in line for the bathroom.
Right. That's my favorite sound. Standing in line for the bathroom.
I'll take two and then you buy two very overpriced beers, right? And carry those back to your seat before, you know, spilling them all over the place.
Yeah. And I think that people miss the sound of live music. Actually, 38% of people say that one of the sounds they miss most of, you know, before the pandemic started was live music. And then the surround sound at movie theaters, that came in 35% missed the sound the most. You know, right before the movie starts when they do all that. It's that excitement where you almost feel it vibrating in your body and your bones.
You know something big is about to happen.
Right. Another sound that people miss pre-pandemic, huge crowds cheering. I love to chant. I love to chant so much, and I miss just being somewhere where I could just start yelling and chanting, and then everybody starts chanting too.
And you wouldn't know what team you were cheering for while you were there.
Doesn't even matter.
Wouldn't even know.
Right. Just, I guess, like,
get a touchdown at the Yankee game. Perfect. Right.
We asked on our Facebook page, what is the sound that you miss most from pre-pandemic? And a lot of people wrote the sound of kids on a playground. Like school pickup. All the kids running around yelling.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good sound. Another sound that people wrote on our Facebook page that they missed from pre-pandemic is bar noises.
Oh, gosh, yes. Standing in line and debating paying a $10 cover for some crappy cover band that I never want to actually hear from. Oh, yeah, I do miss that, if I got to be honest.
I was trying to figure out what are the other sounds that I really miss from pre-pandemic. And as ironic as it sounds, I miss, like, the big crowds at church every Sunday.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're not allowed to sing on the air here because we're so bad at singing that people have found it offensive.
But in a choir for Jesus, it's just drowned out in the sound.
You can just sing your heart out. Nobody's judging you. God doesn't judge what a
That's
terrible
That's not what your choir
are.
Sounds like, by the
no,
way.
No, it's not.
You got a YouTube choir. There's no way your choir sounds like that.
No. But I could sing at the top of my lungs and nobody is going to judge me. What do you miss sounds of pre-pandemic?
You know, that's easy. Playing off of bars and live events, man, I miss the casino. Mm. I just miss going and it sounding like normal. Like, you can go and be separated by plexiglass and there'll be three of you at a table or something like that. It's like playing poker in space.
Yep.
But I miss being three deep at a blackjack table or seven players at a high card flush table and putting somebody out at a nine card poker player table and then going, yeah, you like that? I miss that.
When you have that. The mask on, you don't get the same effect.
No.
Like, yeah.
No, it's like
that.
It's like you're spitting in your own face.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, last night were the Golden Globes, and they were a hybrid of this live in L.A., live in New York, but then some of it was pre-recorded, and all the nominees were on Zoom. It was kind of like a melting pot of nonsense.
What a strange, strange time we live in.
It was really odd, but it was almost like just... It was more interesting than the actual awards just to see what was going to happen because everybody seemed so confused by the whole thing.
Right, technology-wise. They had some glitches, but overall did okay, I think, right?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I just...
You're very giving, too. So, I mean, if you're saying no, then it's definitely a no.
Well, what I found to be most fascinating is how the nominees decided to dress for their Zoom call. Now, a lot of the nominees were beautiful. They were dressed in gowns and tuxes. They were sitting on their couches or on their beds in some cases, or even like Colin Farrell in his weird parents' basement. It looked like it was like dark and dungy with dirty curtains. It was weird.
Colin Farrell's always been a little bit of a weird type.
But
as long as he's not intoxicated, they're happy with him.
Yeah. But then there were some cases. Bill Murray was wearing, like, this Hawaiian shirt, drinking a martini, and that's par for the course. Like,
Bill Murray, right.
Yeah, like, that's Bill Murray. Of course you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt for this weird virtual Golden Globes. Jodie Foster was in her pajamas. Yeah, I see the irony. Yeah, everybody's in their pajamas. I got it. You're on your couch in your pajamas. Got it. Great. Thanks, Jodie Foster.
Couldn't be bothered.
Right.
Which is also par for the course for Jodie Foster, by the way.
And
can't be bothered.
You know, she's trying to be funny, and I get it. Like, you're trying to be funny. But then there was Jason Sudeikis. And that is all I need to know about you.
What did he wear?
He was wearing this ratty old hooded tie-dye sweatshirt. And he won. He won for his TV show, Ted Lasso.
Yeah, everybody loves that show.
Yeah. If you listen to him, he's rambling on and he's wearing this sweatshirt. And it looks like Olivia Wilde just broke his heart. And that's all I need to know about you. If you can't be bothered.
Come on.
I mean, like, you don't gotta wear. Like, I get it.
Maybe he just put the kids to sleep. You don't know.
It was like, I could care less about what's happening right now. Wait a minute. What time is the Zoom call? You know when you have a Zoom call and you literally wait till 15 seconds before it starts to log on?
To get ready, right.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. He was like, wait, tonight's the Golden Globes? Quick, somebody get me my hooded tie-dye sweatshirt. Like, that's all I need to know about you. And then I'm like, wait a minute. He's just in a really bad place because now his ex is with...
I'm glad that you turned the entire show into a question of whether or not we need to do a wellness check on Jason Sudeikis. I mean, some people just don't care about awards. Keep that in mind. It's like, you know, the Golden Globes for some people might be a big deal, but there's a lot of people, artists especially, that don't care at all.
Yeah, but you don't think it's a little weird that you wear a tie-dye hooded sweatshirt to accept an award?
They're in, man. They're in.
If you ask me.
He's trying to show he's young.
That is all I need to know about you.
But he won in the end, right?
He did win.
He laughed.
How about all those other people that were nominated that were dressed there in suits that had to sit there and fake smile while he rambled on for 10 minutes?
You know, I guess it could be worse. You could hand Kanye a Grammy and he could pee on it, right?
Well,
I mean, any one of these things is terrible. Some of these people don't respect award shows at all. It's just, like Eminem never shows up for any award show and he just wins and wins and wins and wins.
Yeah.
Right?
Still.
I mean, that's kind of par for the course.
I mean, just put on like a sweater. You don't have to get not even a fancy sweater.
Who do you think was the best dressed of the night? Who would you say was that they showed up and they looked fantastic? Because I saw Rosamund Pike. She looked like she was in a massive red something or other.
I thought Amy Poehler and Tina Fey looked beautiful. I really did. I thought that they looked really classy and put together, and I thought they were gorgeous.
They did the work to make the thing work, even when the technology did not work.
Exactly.
Hope you enjoyed the Globes.
What's the scam that you fell for? 1-800-330-9999. The car warranty calling. Listen, don't fall for that. We know it's fake. Like, they call you 17 times a day. Your car warranty does not expire that much. Trust me.
You mean you don't want to sign up? It's open enrollment time right now for insurance.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a great one. I love that one.
FBI has been looking to contact you about your tax return as
well.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah, but some of those scams, obviously, when you hear them, you're like, okay, who falls for this? Clearly, people do. Otherwise, they wouldn't continue to do them over and over and over. But Raven, I did it again.
What?
I fell for the dumb buying the extended warranty on furniture.
Oh.
Again this weekend.
Oh,
like, what is
yes.
wrong with
me? Oh, you'll have the protection, of course. You'll have the protection for these items forever. Look at this. You've just picked out this beautiful sofa or this accent chair. You want it to look that way forever, right? And then if something happens, oh, forget it. There's always an excuse. What happened?
Well, so a couple of years ago, I had bought this couch and it was great. And like, you know, like a true moron, I bought the extended warranty on
it. Of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't I cover this beautiful sofa?
But they said to me, like, they sold me. They were like, if something should happen, then you just call.
Your daughter,
and replace
it. Your pets, anything like that. Normal wear and tear will come over. This couch is going to stay new forever.
So, you know, lo and behold, of course, it happens that my daughter has a red popsicle, my two-year-old, and it melts all over, and I can't get the stain out. I tried absolutely everything. I send a picture to them, and it was like going to war with them because they were starting to scrutinize everything else on the cushion.
Oh, of course. Any reason to not show up.
Yeah. And they didn't. They said that. So my dog like paws at the end of the couch. So it was frayed. So they said, well, what's that? So I'm, you know, being unsuspecting and I guess just.
You
I
told the truth.
Yeah.
You made the mistake of telling them the truth. You can never do that.
Yeah. I'm like, my dog did that. Like, that's not why I want to replace the cushion.
Right.
It's the stains, you know?
Right. That part doesn't bother me. But then they say they're not going to do it because of that part.
Exactly.
Right?
They said they were not going to cover the stain because the dog had damaged the cushion previously. I go, but wait a minute. Shouldn't that also be covered under the warranty? Long story short, they didn't cover anything.
My wife never lets me make those phone calls anymore because I tell the truth.
Right.
If I'm prompted with a question, I look at it like, you know, oh, quiz time. Let me answer this question.
Nope.
And immediately she's in the kitchen going, no.
Right.
No, I just don't make those phone calls anymore.
I did it again this weekend. I went and I bought this new like little small table for my family room. And the guy was just like, well, you know, if you chip it, you have small children.
Oh,
and,
come on
and,
with that.
And I like an idiot. I was like,
yeah,
well,
okay.
$25. All right. That seems like a good investment. And then I walked out. I go, how did I fall for this again?
What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?
Why would I do that? I just fell for a scam too. But, you know, here's the thing about scams is, so there you're trying to protect something. So somebody has played up on your emotional side of it, right?
Yeah.
The other ways that people get to you scams is if they know you, right? If you have a trust or something like that with these people. And I just fell for it again. I'm getting ready to send money. Well, I didn't fall for it technically yet, but I'm getting ready to send money for my 30-year high school graduation reunion. Here's the thing. I bought tickets for the 20-year graduation reunion, which did not happen, and I never got a refund. I bought the tickets. Me plus one.
You know we're in a pandemic. Like, there's no way there's an actual event going to happen.
No. This is for next year. It's not for this year. It's for next year. They say they're trying to get in front of it again this time, but I have no beliefs that it will happen even next year.
I like to think that all the alumni are just laughing in a classroom somewhere.
And dancing with my money.
And they're just saying, just take Raven's money.
Just dancing with my money.
Some scams you fall for. I've fallen for a couple of them that I'm embarrassed about. What's the scam that you fell for? 1-800-330-9999. Smart people fall for scams. It's true. Because usually when you think of people falling for scams, you immediately think that it's either somebody elderly or somebody that's just plain dumb. But that's not true at all.
Yeah.
They get more and more educated, these scammers, and they get you.
Yeah, well, they're savvy, right? I mean, they can do the Facebook detective thing and all that stuff nowadays. So they kind of, you know, they identify what it is that you're about. They might see that you're a family type person, and they prey on the, well, you're grandson or your kid was in an accident or something like that. You know, they get crafty.
That actually happened to my dad. Got that call from my cousin, so his nephew, and you know, saying that we have your nephew hostage, all that. And my dad just
hostage
or he was
arrested.
No, he said they had him hostage.
Oh,
that's what he said.
I don't
and my
fall
dad,
for the hostage.
My dad just hung up. I go, but daddy, what if? I go, did you call him? Did you call?
You know
Mario?
What? Your dad was probably
sure
like,
okay?
He worked for me for a while here at the restaurant. He doesn't have that many redeeming qualities. You keep him.
When did you fall for a scam? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, my goodness. I was on Amazon, and this message popped up that said it was the loyalty program for Amazon. And so I would be entered. So if I answered a couple of questions, I'd be put in a drawing for a new iPad.
Oh.
So I actually put it on. I answered the question, and sure enough, quote unquote, I won an iPad. And so I entered my credit card information like an idiot because I had a favor.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, I think I just got scammed, because then I realized I wasn't on Amazon.
Right. Right. And Amazon. Right, and Amazon is famously the place that ships for free most of the time, but especially if it was their rewards program, right?
Oh,
that's
man.
Terrible.
And then you feel so dumb after. Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What scam did you fall for?
Oh, my God. I felt like such an idiot. My son, who was in seventh grade at the time, went and found this thing from a tax sale called a scythe. It was like a long stick with machetes on it, you know, like they used to plow the land when they were back in the 19th.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper carries one. That's definitely something you should buy for your son. Okay.
Yeah, and so he fixed it with my dad, and they had a nice little time together. And then he thought it was worth so much money, so he put it on eBay, and some guy said he would pay him like $1,200. And I like to raise my kids, like being independent. So I let him do this and all that. So the guy sent $1,500 and we cashed it.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, please send back whatever. And the next thing you know it, we were out $1,500.
Oh,
right.
My God.
I was like, what? Oh, my God. I Western Union'd it, you know?
Right. As a DJ, we deal with these scams all the time. I just got a check in the mail the other day for like $3,000.
And then you cash it? And
no,
then
of course not. But I'm not crazy. She's crazy, not me. That was the point. I'm sorry that happened to you guys. Yeah. That's terrible. That's it. That's why you never let your son run around with a Grim Reaper tool or sell it again.
It's true.
My God, it's unbelievable.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Smart people fall for scams. It happens. There's a reason why they're scams, because they outsmart you sometimes. When did you fall for a scam? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
There was an Apple charge on my bank statement. It didn't look familiar to me. So I looked up on the internet, you know, the Apple phone number, and it came up and it had a picture of like, you know, two young representatives. So I called this number. The woman gets on the line and I said, I just wanted you to check what this charge was because it didn't look familiar. You know, I give her a little bit of information and she says, oh, yes, I can see that you're being scammed 7 different locations. They're taking money out right now. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank God I called. And all of a sudden she was in my phone remotely. She was asking for password, then told me that in order to, you know, fix the problem, I had to open an Apple card with them. And I was like so nervous and giving her all this information, date of birth. And then all of a sudden she asked me for my license number. And what was happening was she was in my phone
right.
and looking up all my credit cards.
Right.
But
the scam was really on her. All my credit cards were maxed out, so they couldn't get any money.
Well, thank God for that.
Well, thank God you already made terrible financial planning before that.
I'm going to say that to my
husband. Because it sounds like a very sophisticated scam.
I'm going to say that to my husband all the time. If we have no money, they can't steal it, so you're welcome. Hi, when did you get scammed?
Yeah, when I was with my brother, I got 3 of them, and somebody called saying that they had my brother because they got into an accident with him, and they wanted $10,000 up front. And if we called the cops, they were going to just kill him.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. So he got into a car accident, and he was a hostage. So you got the combo,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How did you handle it?
Well, me and my brother, first things first, is we got weapons.
Right. And then you were like, let's meet
brother,
up.
You know.
Right, right. We're first.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the scam that you fell for?
Please do not judge me on this one. So I'm one of those girls. I guess I'm one of those people that I fell for, you know, this scam. I was talking to this guy online and, you know, we kind of built up this relationship and we were talking for a year and a half really online, calling, texting and all that. he said he hit a rough patch, he lost his job, and asked me if I could loan him some money, like, to cover his rent. So I sent him $1,200. He stopped calling me back. He stopped answering my texts. He blocked me on all social media, like, just gone.
Oh, that's terrible.
I just don't know what happened. I fell for this scam, but for a year and a half, we were talking.
Wait, but where did he live? Obviously, he didn't live close by to you if you never actually met him. You never met him, though.
The dude lives on another continent. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
He's got a fake email address, and he's like, you know, he's in Russia or something.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he might actually be dead. So you can look at it like that, because... And if he got the $1,200 from you, he should have came back and said how you saved his life and all that stuff, and then hit you up for like 5 G's after that. So he might have actually been hit by a bus or a truck.
Not if he blocked her.
I'm just saying, traffic laws in other countries, they're dangerous. There's not as many crosswalks and stuff.
All right, you can head to our Facebook page. When did you actually fall for a scam? If we help each other out, then maybe we can survive it all together. If you're not friends with us yet, you can search for Anna on Raven.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for over the weekend? Or would you like to give credit to someone and you didn't give it to them and you really think they deserve it? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I don't give enough credit to my husband.
That's true.
That is 100% true. But this weekend, like, he is like my yin to my yang, where he knows how to keep me calm when I'm about to lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it so well on Saturday. I have gotten it in my head that we need to renew our passports immediately, even though they don't expire for probably like another 6 or 7 months, right?
Okay.
But
right.
Like when I get something in my head, like it has to be done immediately.
No question about it. I could testify to that.
So I had all my paperwork done. I had all the photocopies ready. I had everything set for me, my husband, and my oldest daughter. Hers was coming up too.
Sure.
I go to the post office like we always do when we have to renew our passport.
Sure.
Now you need an appointment. Thanks, COVID. Well, I don't have an appointment.
Yeah.
But I have it in my head. This has to get done today.
Right. It's got to happen right now.
So
I mean, you don't even have a vacation booked.
Nothing. We have nowhere to go. Nowhere to go.
But it's happening now.
Yep.
Step one.
And he knows that this is going to consume our entire Saturday.
Right. So
he
just gives in. He says, okay, let's go do this. I mean, that's big of him already.
Right. So we go to the library because the library has a passport office and they accept walk-ins. So we walk in there and there's one family ahead of us. And I'm like, high five.
Right.
Only one family. We're going to be in and out of here. We got it. We got this done. That family took an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, man. If they got 5 kids, you got problems.
And I'm sitting in the hallway and I can hear the entire conversation.
Yeah.
And the parents did not have their IDs. The parents did not have their information. Their parents did not have any paperwork filled out. So now here I am trying to stay calm, but you know it's not me.
Yeah.
I go, you think they're just giving away passports here?
Right.
You just show up for a passport and they just hand you. And he looked at me. He goes, babe, we got nothing to do today. We are calm. We have no reason to freak out. We're going to stand in this line and we're going to wait and we're going to get the passports done. And you know what? He deserves some credit for that because I could have lost my mind at that moment.
Good job, Paul. I want to imagine him just breathing deeply and trying to make sure you find your moment of zen before you blow the door off the library.
All he said, he's like, I really need to clean out the garage. And I shot him the look of death. It's passport day.
That's great.
Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go.
That's funny. Ironically, mine is vacation related, too. And it got no forward progress as well. I spent this weekend scouring the web. I'm all over the websites, looking through all these different, you know, vacation plans. I don't even have a destination yet either. I'm just trying to figure out where and when I would be going. Didn't get a single answer. Wife came home. She's like, what have you been doing? I was like, looking at vacation stuff. She's like, oh, hope you enjoyed yourself. Like, I should have done something else with my time.
Mm.
You think these things are just going to happen by accident?
So who's getting credit here, Raven?
I want some credit.
For what?
For doing all that work. I'm giving myself credit.
Go ahead.
I'm not even waiting for you.
Go ahead.
Raven? You think you're going to be walking somewhere where it's sunny and nice without this work going in? You're not.
Raven spends 6 hours on orbits and he wants credit.
I had every one of those those windows open. It was so frustrating.
Oh, he's like, I went on kayak and compared 13 different ones.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Did you do something over the weekend and nobody gave you any credit for it? Or maybe somebody did something pretty great for you and you kind of just didn't give them the credit they deserved. That's where we come in. We'll give you that credit. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna on Raven. What didn't you get credit for over the weekend?
I was at the grocery store and there was a little bit of a line and I let this elderly gentleman in front of me. He was walking with a cane, you know, and then as he walked by me and he was putting his stuff down, he tucked his cane under his arm, almost like he was using it as a prop, and then like went along his business, didn't wave, didn't say thank you, nothing.
You let him cut you and he faked being old with a cane.
Unsteady on his feet, right? Gets up there, gets the items, walks out. No bag necessary, no cart with me. I'm good. Juggling melons as he walks out the door.
Well, that was nice of you, and we'll give you the credit you deserve. Here you go.
That old guy singing that to himself. He's like, look at how I'm going to play these people. Go right by you.
They totally fell for it again.
Right.
They let me cut the line.
Best investment ever, this cane.
Hi, what didn't you get credit for over the weekend?
Yeah, I was at Walmart, collected 6 shopping carts, pushed them all into the cart area. The attendant did not say a word, like a thank you or not, or like a hey, thanks so much, or like nothing. And I'm like, hey, I just kind of did like a good little thing. Nothing.
I mean, you can't even, yeah, you're right. Like a hey, thank you or not. I always feel like they're appreciative when you try to help out a little bit.
You would hope so.
We're going to give you some credit. Here you go. There we go.
This is where the cart goes, buddy.
6 carts is a lot of carts.
It's a lot of carts, right? To help somebody. I mean, you're practically doing their job for the lane.
Yeah.
And how did these 6 carts get here before you got here, sir?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What the credit didn't you get over the weekend?
Okay, I was getting a coffee and the barista saw me put $2 in the tip jar and almost even like made eye contact with me and just said nothing, just completely ignored.
I hate that. It drives me nuts. I don't need you to go crazy. At all. That would just be weird if somebody reacted too strongly. But a nod of the cap, a thanks. Hey, that's great. $2? They made you a coffee. Let me give you an information update here. It's their job to give you coffee.
Okay. I don't know about all that, but we will give you some credit for filling up that tip jar. Here you go.
Thank you.
I don't understand why they have to acknowledge the fact that you gave them $2.
Because I gave you $2, and you're already getting paid to be there pouring coffee.
You're saying thank you. Why do they have to say thank you to your thank you? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But yes, you get the credit. Go ahead. Congratulations to you. I read this stat, and I'm like, there is no way this can be true. Absolutely no way that this stat could be real. My husband is on the line. Babe.
Good morning. You've reached Paul Zapp from the Paul Zapp Show.
Oh, please. Paul desperately wants to have his own show.
Well, he sounds fantastic, buddy.
I got a quick question for you. How many years have we been married this month?
16.
16 is correct. What was our wedding song?
Bed of Roses.
By who?
The guy from Jersey.
Who's that?
Well, there's a couple guys in Jersey,
right.
But I think I know who he means.
To the top of the tip of my tongue, I can't remember. And only them coming to my mind right now is Bruce Springsteen, because he's the one that's in the freaking media.
It's great, though, that Paul knows 3 guys from Jersey. The boss, himself, and the other guy he can't remember.
Great. But he did remember Bed of Roses.
I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah,
I'm
he remembered the song.
Him. It's Bon Jovi, it's, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the third guy.
Hey,
from...
did I tell you it was Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
On the tip of my tongue.
To me, it's like literally the cheesiest song that Bon Jovi ever did, too. Congratulations, though.
Listen, I didn't ask to be judged on my wedding song. It meant something to us. I'm not going to go into details because it's humiliating. But
besides the choice, it's more humiliating.
It's even more humiliating than you think it could be.
That's great.
But the stat says that most couples married over 10 years do not remember their wedding song. And I feel like that was such a big thing when you were getting married, is choosing your wedding song,
sure.
Going over it with the band or the DJ, playing and having that moment when you're all your family is surrounding you. How do you not remember your wedding song? I don't remember anything. But I remembered my wedding song.
I think that a lot of it comes down to the choices that we make with it, right? So if you chose something that was kind of that year, of that time, to be honest, it's easier to forget than it is something that's like timeless and kind of goes on forever. Like if you danced to Elvis, you remember you danced to Elvis. I would think that you do.
Now, you haven't been married over 10 years yet, right? Not yet.
Well, I chose a timeless song, Etta James, at last. So
see?
It's easy for me.
Please, you took the easy way out. You're giving me
a hard... I took the easy way out?
Yeah, everybody chooses that song.
Well, you know what? Maybe I chose it before them.
When you got married 8 years ago?
That's right. But I mean, either way, I remember it.
Okay.
All right. And I apologize. Etta James didn't have the feathered hair that John Bon Jovi did. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
So... for the last 10 minutes or so, we have been taking all your calls offline. We've been asking you, how long have you been married and what was your wedding song? And we're going to prove, is this real or not? Do you actually remember your wedding song if you've been married more than 10 years? It's coming up. This research says that a majority of Americans that have been married for more than 10 years don't remember their wedding song. Now, Raven, I don't remember anything. Like, I have a terrible, terrible memory. But to me, that's one of the most important things. I've been married 16 years this month. How do you not remember your wedding song?
Well, I think a lot depends, too, if you're the partner that was involved more heavily on the planning. Like most couples, right? One couple is doing more of the planning than the other. And the other is just kind of along for the ride to go, yeah, whatever you think. I think that's great.
Yeah, so we called my husband earlier. He remembered that Bed of Roses was our song, but he didn't remember who the artist was. And I'll give him a pass for that because he's not really into music. So the fact that he remembered the song was good enough for me.
He got that the guy was from Jersey.
Right, he remembered that random fact. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. How many years have you been married?
17.
And what was your wedding song?
Oh, my gosh. It was Climax Blues Band.
Are you sure about that?
You said it more like a question than an
answer. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. I can sing it. I just don't remember the name of it.
If we're not allowed to sing, you're not allowed to sing.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
I have been married for, 17 years.
Okay. And what was your wedding song?
Love of a Lifetime.
Okay. Who recorded it?
I don't know.
Firehouse. It's an 80s band.
All right.
That's right.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. How long have you been married?
17 years.
Everybody's been married 17 years.
This is uncanny, really. Yeah. What was your wedding song?
Celine Dion's The Power of Love.
Okay.
Good song.
Yeah. All right. See, she knew. Thank you.
First straight answer.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. How long have you been married?
Let me see. 17, 18, 19, 20. let's see, 10, 13 years.
That 13, wasn't even the hard question.
I was going to say, I thought she was running
so
out
bad.
Of toes. Right.
He's going to kill me because I always forget our anniversary, his birthday.
Well, then here's the bigger question. Do you remember what your wedding song was?
Yes, I do.
What was it?
It was Him and Her, Love Him. No, I don't. I don't remember.
Oh,
it was Love Him, Love Her. Himself.
Thanks for the call.
Anna and Raven, how long have you been married?
23 years this year.
Okay, what was your wedding song?
From This Moment by Shania Twain.
Good memory. For you. You must be taking your ginkgo biloban.
Yeah.
Good job.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
19 years.
What was your wedding song?
Oh, my God.
It's okay. It just means you don't love them. It's okay. It's okay, and we won't tell anybody.
No, I do love them. I just can't remember the song.
So far, the results of our experiment, Raven, have been shocking, to be honest.
And heartbreaking, if you happen to be the spouse of one of these callers.
I don't know. So we read a stat that if you've been married more than 10 years, a majority of Americans don't remember their wedding song. And to me, somebody who has a terrible memory, I could not believe that you can't remember your wedding song. That's one of the most important songs of your life.
I remember mine, of course, but I chose something timeless, Etta James.
Right. I chose Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi because, you know, we met in college and that was like what we would go and like headbang to at the bars.
Yes, all night. You were slippery when wet. Yes, I know.
Okay.
The question was, would you remember if we asked you?
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
13 years.
What was your wedding song?
Oh, you know, I don't even know the name of it. It was some random song by some country artist that my husband liked.
See? This is crazy.
Yeah, it really is uncanny, actually.
I don't know the name of it.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
I've been married for 28 years.
What was your wedding song?
We actually didn't have one. We didn't pick one.
What do you mean?
It was canon.
Wait, no, that's not what you did your first dance to. Nobody danced. You walked down the aisle to. What did you do your first dance to?
I can't remember, to be honest with you.
See? This is nuts. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
Oh, my God. I have to actually think about this.
That's not even the hard question. How come nobody knows how long they've been married?
How many?
23 years. I didn't actually think I was going to get third. 23.
Okay. All right. 23 years. What was your wedding song, your first dance?
It was Bryan Adams. Oh, my God. It was I'll Always Be Right There.
Is that a song?
I don't think that's a song.
But she said it so convincingly.
I'll Always Be Right There.
Is it the one, Everything I Do It For You?
Right, I think you're thinking about the Robin Hood song,
no.
Everything I Do.
No?
I'll Always Be Right There?
Song. No. No.
Okay. Oh, no, that's a real song.
Oh, no, it's a real song. Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
We tried to tell her song wasn't a real song. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been married?
13 years in May.
Okay. What was your wedding song?
Better Together, Jack Johnson.
Okay. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Great song.
And she remembered.
Good
yep.
job.
Anna and Raven, how long have you been married?
Married 22 years.
And what was your wedding song?
Oh, Jesus. We had a country wedding. So it was Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, just stuff like that.
Sir, you're a liar. That was not your first dance song. Yeah, it was played there if you liked country music, mm-hmm. but that was not your first dance.
I don't even remember it.
I can't believe it, Raven, but ultimately 75% of the people that we polled did not remember their wedding song. And that's including men and women. Out of the men that we talked to, not one remembered. Mm. Not one.
Isn't it sad to think that that memory, that precious thing, that moment in time has been replaced by your PIN or your ATM code somewhere?
Well, there's so many passwords to remember. I guess it makes sense.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you decide who's right. Carl and Amy. Amy, what's going on?
Well, I just got busted by my husband. I lied to him. I found out that our son has been smoking, and I didn't tell my husband because my husband said that he would take the car away if he saw him smoking again. And I caught him, and I feel bad. I don't want him to have the car taken away. So
you don't feel bad that you lied. You
yeah.
feel bad that you got caught and you don't want your son yeah. to have the car taken away from him.
Yeah, you feel bad that you're disappointing your teenage son. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, kind of.
Carl, what's your side of this?
I have to agree with you guys. I think she just feels guilty about upsetting our kid. 18 years old, should not be smoking, and she shouldn't be lying to me about it. I was very strict. I wanted to set the precedent that if you smoke, I'm going to take away your car. You know, it's one or the other, and you know, we're married. You should be telling me the truth. It's not.
Yeah,
no.
But honey, think about it this age. Like, you know, we did things like this. And it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's not a regular thing, I don't think. And I think you're making too big of a deal of it.
I mean, that's the big question. I mean, if you do think it's a regular thing or don't. People are great at hiding habits like that. I mean, I should know I'm a smoker. And I hide it from most of the people that know me.
Hmm.
So,
it's true.
I agree, and I think it's going to turn into a long-term thing. You can't just experiment with cigarettes. It's going to lead somewhere bad, and I don't want that for him.
Well, I guess what it comes down to is, were you wrong, Amy, for lying to your husband? Or is it okay to sometimes cover up for your kids and just kind of keep a secret from your significant other because you want to protect your kids? Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. It's a couple different issues here you're trying to navigate through. Carl's upset that his wife, Amy, lied to him. But she lied to him because Carl had threatened their 18-year-old son and said, if we catch you smoking one more time, I'm taking away the car. Amy caught him smoking, and he begged her. Said, Ma, please don't tell Daddy because I don't want the car taken away. She felt bad, withheld it from Carl. Carl says, it's all wrong.
You're choosing sides here. You can't enable your kid against the other partner. Like, there's just no way that that's ever going to be a formula for winning. It's just, it's not a good idea.
I remember growing up, like, I could confide in my mom, but I always knew that she was going to tell my dad.
Right. If you're lying about something, especially something like that, that it affects your health, it's not just a nothing thing. It's a something.
Do you think she was wrong to just protect her son this one time? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on his side. Cigarettes are absolutely disgusting, and he should, first of all, she shouldn't have lied to him about something so simple, because that addiction is going to catch up real quick, you know?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Carl and Amy's 18-year-old son was warned. If they caught him smoking one more time, they were going to take away the car. So when Amy actually did catch him smoking, he begged her, please don't tell Dad. And she didn't.
Well, Carl's mad about two things. Number one, the smoking, of course, but the fact that his wife is lying to him for their son. I mean, that's not how you raise a kid, right?
Yeah, but she says she felt bad. She just wanted to protect him. He said he would never do it again. Was she wrong to try to protect him? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? A couple's court.
I'm on his side. Take the car away, and she shouldn't be lying.
If she's going to enable her son on something like that, I mean, who knows when he's got adult bad habits or things he wants to keep from his husband down the road. It's kind of a big deal.
Well, 18, he is an adult.
Absolutely.
Right. He's an adult.
They have to be a united front. I don't like it. She's lying. I don't like it. He's lying and she's lying. Right.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm actually on Dad's side, because get where Mom is coming from, if that's the worst thing ever. But you're supposed to stick together. You got to back each other up. It can't be that Dad feels this way when you're trying to teach your son or daughter certain things, and then Mom comes in and tries to, like, run the defense on it or whatever. You got to be a joint union no matter what you're trying to teach your children.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. What kind of message is that sending to the son that it's okay to lie?
I mean, the biggest thing that you have when people get divorced is if one parent says one thing and the other parent says the other. If you're living in the same house and that's going on, it's not going to work.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Carl, our audience agreed with you. Amy, you can't lie to your husband, even if it's to protect your son.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I know, and I do. I feel bad about it, honestly.
Carl, you got to feel a little bit vindicated. I mean, you can't lie. Are you really going to take the car back? I mean, I would question whether or not he's smoking in the vehicle or whatever. I understand you want your point to be heard with your kid. But, I mean, are you going to take the car away?
I think we'll do a temporary suspension of the car and see if he can earn it back. That's kind of the best way to do it, I think. Because obviously something needs to change here. And she can't lie to me. We need to be on the same page here.
Yeah, what are you going to take from Amy?
Yeah.
You should take Amy's car away.
Right. I would at least take the TV remote for like a week and be like, I'm in control.
Okay, that's enough.
Right,
Thank you.
We're watching all my dumb shows. It's all going to happen right here, and you earned it, Amy.
There you go. Oh,
all right, you have a problem too? Send an email at couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Melissa, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Melissa.
All right, Melissa.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. But if you beat him, we're going to give you $1,400. But you got to beat him. You can't tie. Ready to play?
I am.
Okay, number one, season 5 of The Masked Singer debuts on Fox in a few weeks. Now, Nick Cannon has hosted the show from its start. Who is stepping in to host it while Nick recovers from COVID-19?
Niecy Nash.
Number 2, Vanity Fair just dropped its annual Hollywood issue featuring Oscar winner Charlize Theron, and she's in a boxing ring with a digitized roaring bear. What country is Charlize from?
South Africa.
Number 3, Golden Globes were last night. Chadwick Boseman's wife accepted the award on his behalf for Best Actor for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. What actress played Ma Rainey?
Oh,
I don't know.
Number four, Borat subsequent movie film won Best Movie Comedy, and Sacha Baron Cohen won Best Actor in a Comedy. In the 2006 original Borat, what actress did Borat try to kidnap with a marriage sack?
I don't know.
And number five, the new Tom and Jerry movie is now available on HBO Max. What type of animals are Tom and Jerry?
I count them out.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Melissa got 3 out of 5.
No, it's not too bad. Let's see how I do.
Number one, season 5 of The Masked Singer debuts on Fox in a few weeks. Nick Cannon has hosted the show from its start. Who's going to step in to host while Nick Cannon recovers from COVID-19?
Niecy Nash.
Niecy Nash is correct.
Niecy Nash. Niecy.
Number two, Vanity Fair just dropped its annual Hollywood issue featuring Oscar-winning Charlize Theron in a boxing ring with a digitized roaring bear.
Okay.
What country is Charlize from?
She's from South Africa.
That is correct.
Can I do my accent the rest of the game?
Absolutely not.
South Africa.
That's not even a real accent. You're just making a weird noise with your mouth.
Well, I'm trying.
Number three, Golden Globes were last night. Chadwick Boseman's wife accepted the award on his behalf for Best Actor for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yes.
What actress played Ma Rainey?
Viola Davis. A body transformation on that. That's all her. That's not a suit.
Yep. Number four, Borat subsequent movie film won Best Movie Comedy, and mm-hmm. Sacha Baron Cohen won Best Actor in a Comedy.
Right.
In the 2006 original Borat, what actress did Borat try to kidnap with a marriage sack?
Pamela Anderson, right?
That is right. And she says that's the reason why her and Kid Rock got divorced.
Yeah, that's been a long-running rumor. He said that he felt some guilt over that, too. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Number five, the new Tom and Jerry movie is now available on HBO Max. What type of animals are Tom and Jerry?
This is a cat and a mouse.
That's right. I'm sorry, Melissa, he took you down 5-3 this morning. We will give you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Melissa, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Melissa. Hold on.
Better luck next time.
All right, we throw another $100 in the jackpot. That means tomorrow morning, same time, you're shot at $1,500.